I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has directed a pause to U.S. assistance to Ukraine as he seeks to pressure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to engage in negotiations to end the war with Russia. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports on the status of the aid.
A White House official says it's being reviewed to ensure it's contributing to a solution. Earlier, Trump said,
"The deal can be made very fast. It should not be that hard a deal to make. Now, maybe somebody doesn't want to make a deal, and if somebody doesn't want to make a deal, I think that person won't be around very long. That person will not be listening too very long."
Trump also criticized Zelensky on Monday for having said a peace deal remains far off. Separately, a U.S. official confirms Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered the U.S. Cyber Command to pause offensive operations against Russia. The decision does not affect cyber operations conducted by other agencies, including the CIA. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Late Tuesday, President Trump will deliver a joint address to Congress, but Associated Press correspondent Meg Kennard explains why this address is not the same as the constitutionally mandated State of the Union.
Trump's remarks will take place in the U.S. House chamber, and they'll be carried live on TV. But Trump's speech is called a joint address to Congress. That's because the State of the Union is supposed to be a president's look back on the previous year in office, and Trump was just sworn in over a month ago. The origins of the joint address date back to President Ronald Reagan, who addressed Congress shortly after he was sworn in for his first term in 1981. Each president who has come after him has done the same thing. Like the State of the Union, the opposing party to the one in the White House gives a brief speech in response. This week, those remarks are being delivered by Michigan Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
That was AP correspondent Meg Kennard reporting. Like the State of the Union, the joint address takes place in the House of Representatives chambers and will be broadcast live on national television. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's new 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada took effect Tuesday, along with a doubling of duties on Chinese goods to 20%. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
On Monday night, U.S. President Donald Trump accused all three targeted countries of failing to stop the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Just after midnight on the U.S. East Coast, Canadian and Mexican goods were hit with tariffs of 25%, and Trump's new tariffs on Chinese goods were doubled by an extra 10% to a cumulative 20%. Tuesday, China announced its own tariffs of 10 to 15%, mostly targeting U.S. agriculture like soybeans, meats, and cotton. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, a Chinese parliamentary spokesperson said China was willing to resolve U.S. concerns through consultation and dialogue, but will not accept threats and oppression. Meanwhile, U.S. tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada will likely cause deeper repercussions for the highly integrated North American economy.
That was Reuters correspondent Brian